RadioInfluence.com. The future is now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Forking Around Town. I'm your host, Tracy. And today I have a very, very special episode for you guys. I am currently at Sickles High School in Tampa, Florida, located in the Citrus Park area, if you are not familiar. And I have to say, I've driven past this school so many times, never thought in a million years I would ever actually be inside. And I wanted to kind of share how I connected with them and why I decided to do an episode here live at their campus. I started noticing some just beautiful imagery from their Instagram account. And when I looked into it, I realized it was their culinary department. And impressed is just not even a word that I could use to describe how I feel when I see the types of dishes that these kids are producing. They are so talented, and it just really makes me happy to see these kids in here giving it everything they have. I mean, their passion is just, you can see it in the work they're doing. You can see it in their eyes. And I have to say, the food they put out looks like it came out of a 4-star restaurant. So I had a chance to kind of get to know them over Instagram. And I will be chatting shortly with Gabriela Hernandez, who has been my main point of contact. Her and I just met. She is a beautiful young lady. And I have to say, she reminds me of kind of a younger version of myself when I look in her eyes and she talks about food. And I'm really excited to be here today. I almost got tears in my eyes watching all of these students, because there's just something about being happy and passionate about what you're doing that words just cannot describe. I also wanted to just take a moment to really thank a lot of you who have been listening to my podcast. And it's really kind of funny. Over the last few weeks, I've had so many people reach out to me and tell me they're listening, and it means absolutely the world to me. Before I move on with our episode today, I wanted to just kind of share something, because this podcast is not just about everything I'm trying to share in Tampa, but it's also my way of sharing my life with you guys. And this has been a little bit of a difficult week. I lost my mother very suddenly, and it's really been a struggle. I almost didn't think I could record this week, but knowing my mom, and I know she's watching over me right now, she wouldn't want anything more than for me to get out there and just do what I really love. And this is a very special, special place to be, because my mom was always very involved in education. Her last job before retiring back in San Jose, California, was at a vocational school. She was so involved with kids and what they were doing, whether it was going into cosmetology or auto mechanics. I mean, she was always telling me stories about the students she would meet, and it was really, really great to be able to hear that. Before I bring out Gabriela, I wanted to share the menu that they have prepared for everybody this week. And I have to say, it's really cute. It reminds me of definitely a restaurant I would love to eat in. So this week, they are featuring an apple and bacon salad with chicken. It's got apples, bacon, onion, toasted walnuts, goat cheese, and spinach. And it's served with a honey Dijon vinaigrette. One of the students just brought me a dish. It's beautiful, I must say. Looks like something I would love to eat. They also are featuring a grilled cheese and tomato soup. They have a salmon and a beef tenderloin dish and a couple of different desserts. I'll be going over each one as they are presented to me, and I'll be sharing lots of photos of everything on Instagram, as well as I will have a blog post coming out shortly with my experience here at the school. All right, so let's get into it. I was just brought out a beautiful dish of their grilled cheese and tomato soup. And I have to say, this is huge. This is probably one of the biggest grilled cheese sandwiches I think I've ever seen. So I can forget about trying to be good and not eating bread, because this is a monster. Grilled cheese and tomato soup, always comfort food for me. And wow. So they have this beautiful sandwich, has Gouda, Munster, herbed caramelized onions on their house-made bread. And I just learned that they bake all of their bread in-house. Now, baking is something I enjoy, but as far as baking cakes is as far as I go. I have never made bread. It's something I want to try, and I think I can really learn something from the students here at Sickles Culinary Program, because baking bread just kind of terrifies me. I don't know what it is. I think it's the science of baking that throws me off, and I'm sure I'll screw it up. Anyways, the sandwich is beautiful. I can't wait for you guys to see a picture of it. All right, everybody. I am sitting here with someone who has really just left an impression on me already, Gabriela Hernandez. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having us today. I'm so excited to be here.
We are so happy that you guys are here.
Well, you have no idea. I've been looking forward to this all week. And so I wanted to just kind of have you share a little bit about the program. I first learned about you guys on Instagram, which right. is my go-to for everything. So tell me how long this program has been in place and anything else you can share.
Yeah, so this program has been around a year longer than I've been alive. So it's been around like 18 years. Mm-hmm. Chef Rick, who retired actually last year, started the program from like day one. He's mm-hmm. been running it. And he actually, like I said, he retired last year and now our two chefs, Chef Miola and Chef Walashek, they are running the show now. Mm-hmm. And things have changed, but change is always good. And I think mm-hmm. we're really doing well this year.
Yeah.
And everyone is just super involved in the program. We have a lot of good kids. I call it the Call of Family. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the program is good. We do like a teacher cafe lunch type thing. Mm-hmm. So Wednesday through Friday, we run the cafe. We do lunches, desserts, and all that sort of stuff. And we also do caterings. We do the Friday concessions for football games. So wonderful. We always have something to do.
I was really impressed because I walked in there and it was just like being in a professional kitchen. Everything from the dish area to just the prep area. And you guys have all the right materials for cleaning. And I was just right. like, wow. And you guys actually have inspections by the health department.
Yes. Yeah, we have those mm-hmm. inspections. Everything is pretty like hardcore. Like we always mm-hmm. joke around, but kind of seriously, we're like, if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Because absolutely.
It really is. It gives us a taste of what the industry is like.
Yeah. So. And you know, I've been in hospitality almost all my life. And I mean, I'm old enough to be your mother, which is fine. But I started officially working in restaurants when I was 16, but I grew up in it because my father owned restaurants. So from the time I was 5 years old, I used to go with him to his restaurants all the time. And I really got a taste for it at a very young age. And I thought, this is something I just want to be a part of. And he actually got out of the industry when I was probably in second grade because mm-hmm. he wanted to spend more time with his family and not right. have those late nights.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I followed in his footsteps and I started working in restaurants when I was 16.
That's so awesome.
I'm still doing it to this day. It's been a passion of mine and I love it. Especially Tampa. We've got mm-hmm. some great
Tampa
spots here.
Tampa right now is definitely on the up and up, I think. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on now with downtown, all the construction,
yes.
all the new restaurants coming up. It's a lot.
Well, and you're so young, but you really impress me. I mean, I can see it in your face, the passion that you have.
I am definitely fueled with passion for food.
And you can see, and it's like, you know, it's so real and so honest. And that's going to take you very far.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What are some of your favorite spots in Tampa? I mean, I know you're only 18, but I'm sure you get out quite a bit.
yeah, man, I don't even know. I'm always like following like with the new stuff that's mm-hmm. going on. A couple months ago, I tried, Mole y Abuela, which is the
yes.
new, Nocturnal Hospitality Group one. Mm-hmm. That was really good. What else?
Did you ever have a chance to meet Chef Fabio Viviani?
I did not, but I worked at an event at the Italian Club in Ybor, and I believe his executive chef that works at Osteria
Tampa.
Tampa. He was there, and I actually missed Fabio Viviani. He visited and like did like some press and promo, but I worked at an event where he was at, but I did not get to meet him. No,
he is such a wonderful guy. I've actually been blessed to meet him a few times, and I'm telling you right now, if there's any events coming up, I'm going to take you with me so you can meet him because he's fun.
I would love that.
He's such a great guy. And it's funny. He's one of those people I actually first heard of him. I want to say it was probably 2008 or 9. And I connected with somebody at the time, it was really before Instagram took off. It was on Facebook, but she is an Italian chef living in Los Angeles. And
nice.
Somehow we connected. And then she had a cookbook come out with him. And this was really before anyone knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember the name. And then I started following him. And next thing you know, he's on the Food Network. And I was
it
like, wow.
Yeah.
It was really neat to kind of watch his progression. And when I met him, I was just like, this is like a dream of mine, because he's a great person, mm-hmm. very talented.
Yeah, when he and like the other members of the Nocturnal Hospitality Group, they like followed the Sickles Culinary Instagram, and which I run that. And when that was like last year, and I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that he just followed the Instagram. So that was really cool.
Oh, no, he is. And he's very in touch with Tampa. He's here quite often. I know he's opening another place in St. Pete, and mm-hmm. I think he'll be coming to town more often than anyone can imagine. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
definitely. So tell me about your Instagram, because that's how I found you guys.
Right. That is how we connected. We started it last year I believe it was last year. And we kind of just wanted to showcase like what we do here, because if you don't see it, you're not going to know.
Oh, we have some more food coming out. Thank you so much.
Ooh.
So this looks like the beef tenderloin.
That is
a sous vide and pan-seared filet mignon with a red wine demi-glace, steamed asparagus, and a classic French potato gratin.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
This dish is another beautiful one. I have to say, you guys are, you're going to make me cry because you're so talented. And I wish I could put something together like this.
Thank you.
Now, who comes up with the menu items?
So we do like weekly menu plannings. So I'm in charge of baking and pastry. I run that department.
Okay.
And at the end of every week, I meet with the two chefs, Chef Wally and Chef Miola. And we kind of just brainstorm and shoot around ideas. Sometimes we'll go with, are we feeling Mexican? Like just last week we had a fiesta theme. So we had like a taco mm-hmm. bar and enchiladas, or one week we did French week, or like a week like this week we just did random really good items that we put together. And then with me, like sometimes I'll throw out a dessert idea and they'll be like, no, we're not doing that. But other times, like this week, they're like, oh, wow, that's a good idea. And then we mm-hmm. kind of just put it out. And I really love the creative freedom that I have here to mm-hmm. like come up with and create recipes. And I think it's really gearing me up for the real world.
Oh, absolutely. And I think if you have an idea that's crazy that people might not agree with, I think you have to go for it, because usually those turn out to be the best.
Yeah.
At least from my experience.
So we serve Wednesday through Friday, like I said. So Mondays and Tuesdays are kind of like my recipe testing days, where like I'll test a dough that I haven't made, or I'll put together, or I'll prep something so that I'm ready for Wednesday through Friday. And then like one of the days that seniors did not have to come to school for testing, I came in and I made puff pastry all day so that my desserts could, you know, mm-hmm. live up to the puff pastry expectations, because that is very time consuming with all the rolling and the turning and the butter and all that. So,
oh my gosh. I mean, I've baked cakes and cookies, but I think that's as far as I go as far as baking is concerned. And I've never made bread before. And my dad, who is probably the first person I looked up to as far as cooking, and he's always been, he's really good. He's so passionate about it. He bakes bread all the time, and I'm afraid to try it because it won't be as good as his.
That is how I was coming into this year. I was like, I actually wrote it in my like calendar of things to do, like goals for the summer. Mm-hmm. Focus on bread, because like you, I was like timid of bread. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's simple ingredients, flour, water, salt, and all that. But it's like so easy to screw up if you do screw it up. But this year I make all of the bread. For like the grilled cheese, for example, is made by recipe lean dough. And I made that yesterday. We rolled it out. We baked it. We actually went through 9 loaves between Wednesday and Thursday.
Wow.
So I had to make another double batch yesterday. And bread has become like one of my favorite things to make, actually. And I was like so nervous to like jump on the bread train, but it's really fun. It's just crazy how like you just put these basic ingredients together mm-hmm. and then just develops into something incredible.
Very scientific. Now, what about like one thing I've experienced is I grew up in California. So coming to Tampa, some of the like baking recipes I had that I would make all my life, they came out a little different
mm-hmm.
with the altitude and
yes.
things
oh.
like that. So what do you know about that? Because I'm still learning.
I know a lot about that. So we use recipes for like base recipes for all the bread and stuff, but you have to adjust for the humidity, because mm-hmm. living in Florida in a very humid kitchen with a place that the AC sometimes is a little wonky, the humidity definitely affects it, and the altitude. Mm-hmm. We're at sea level, sometimes below sea level. And I always have to account for more flour or less water, or if it's too hydrated, I have to add like a cup more, a couple ounces more flour. So that also, I've learned a lot about that this year too.
Yeah. See, I'm not a scientific person. It's math and science. Never liked them. Never, which is terrible to say, but it's, you know, my son is the opposite. He's so good at those two subjects and I hate them. I mean, I don't even balance my checkbook. I mean, who uses a checkbook? Me sometimes, but okay. It's funny though, but I hate math and science. So like when I cook, I like to just kind of throw everything together, but you can't do that with baking.
Right.
It has to be perfect.
You get lucky. Sometimes it works out, or like you mess up and something comes out well.
Right.
And you just, it's just luck or the baking gods. And then
the baking gods.
Yeah, the baking gods.
I believe they're watching over you to make sure it comes out perfectly. What have been some dishes that you haven't yet tried but are looking to maybe explore, like a certain type of cuisine or some of like the, you know, vegan is really big right now.
Vegan is really big right now. A cuisine that I have not, actually, speaking of cuisines, we cater the Teacher of the Year Awards. That'll be in January, and the theme is Arabian Nights. That is a cuisine that we have not done. We haven't done the Middle Eastern cuisine. So I'm excited to see what type of stuff we're going to come up with that. I think that's going to be some recipe development there.
And when will that be?
That is, if I'm not mistaken, January 23rd. I know it's in the end of January.
I would love to pop by and see what you guys come up with and take some pictures. That
would
be really cool.
We would love to have you.
Yeah, that would really be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually never really attempted Middle Eastern cuisine myself. Mm-hmm. I kind of stick to Italian, which is my favorite.
Right.
I'm always making pasta. Have you ever actually made pasta?
Yes, we made, actually, recently we made, one of our specials on the menu was tortellini. Mm-hmm. So we made the handmade pasta, we hand rolled it, or we used the attachment that you put on the mixer, so we rolled that out, and then we filled it with like a basil ricotta.
Oh,
and that was like
great.
A special for the week that was during Italian week. Like I said, we do our weeks.
I love that. Now, have you ever been to Mazzaro's in St. Pete?
I have not been to Mazzaro's.
You need to go there. Have you heard of it?
The name does sound familiar, yeah. Okay.
It's a marketplace, and it was funny because when I first moved to Tampa from California, everyone said, you have to go to Mazzaro's, and it took me probably, oh gosh, I got here in 2003. I think my first visit was 2010, so it took me time, but it is just a food lover's dream. Mm-hmm. You walk in there, they've got like a produce section, tons of chocolates. They have a great baking department, which you would really like.
That's
with
awesome.
All kinds of pastries. Great sandwiches. I mean, everything. You have to go. Definitely make a trip over there.
I haven't like ventured out yet into the St. Pete food world, which I know is also popping.
Oh, it is.
But
it is.
Yeah, I definitely got to make a trip out there and check it out.
Mazzaro's is closed on Sundays. So if you have a Saturday free, go over there.
Yeah, for sure.
Spend a couple hours. They get very busy, especially during the holiday time.
Mm-hmm,
they have a line
up
out the door. Yes, I know. Now, are you guys going to do something for Thanksgiving here?
Yes, we do an annual Thanksgiving buffet that the teachers all they love it. They were asking about it like months ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, are you guys doing the Thanksgiving buffet? So we do like a whole spread. We close down the gym.
We have a fan in the background. He's excited about it.
Thumbs up.
Right?
So we close down the gym. We have the orchestra. They play in the background and we have a whole buffet set up. Mm-hmm. A bunch of the traditional stuff. We may throw in some new types of things. And the teachers really look forward to that.
Oh, that is so cool. I'm going to be messaging you on Instagram because I'm doing a Friendsgiving this year.
Ooh, so that sounds fun.
We're all going to bring some different dishes and I want to do something different this year. So I'm trying to get some ideas together.
Yeah, I'd be happy to brainstorm with
especially
you.
Dessert because I'm going to be in charge of a couple of desserts. So
awesome.
You're going to be my go-to with that.
Yeah, with the fall season, like I've been researching so many like variations of pumpkin and spices and apples and just trying to like put together recipes and stuff to roll out this season.
Yeah. Now you're a senior, correct?
Yes, I'm a senior.
So tell me how a typical day at school goes for you. Do you spend most of your time in the culinary department or how does that, as I really don't know. It's been a long time
for
me.
So for me, I spend my majority of my day here because all of my credits are finished already. So if I wanted to, I could have graduated last year, but I wanted to stay my last year here and really build with the program. But my first period, I have my AP class, and then pretty much I take the rest dual enrollment. So some days I have it, some days I don't. Mm-hmm. And the days that I don't have it, I just spend the day here. And I'm pretty much here all day. And just, I run, we call it Pastry World. So mm-hmm. I run the Pastry World. And yeah, all the, I feel like I've become like a mother of like a million children because like now I just like, I'm like, okay guys, do this. I'll show them how to roll dough. I'll be like, okay, today we're making cake pops or today we're making cake. And it's always fun because it's like an experiment with all the recipes and stuff, but we always have a good time.
That is so cool. Now, so if a student wants to enroll in the culinary program, how does that process work here?
Yeah, so culinary is just an elective here. So okay. they put it on their schedule as an elective. There's no like acceptance or anything like that. But yeah, it's very easy if you want to join. I started as a freshman, so mm-hmm. I just put it on my elective sheet each year and the chef signed it off and here I am.
That's perfect. So now are you looking to pursue a career as a chef or?
Yes, I applied to the Culinary Institute of America a couple weeks ago okay. and that is in Hyde Park, New York.
Yes.
So fingers crossed. I don't really have any doubts, but yeah, things are looking up, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
And the chefs really guided me this year, especially they like, not only do we learn culinary, we learn life in this world mm-hmm. here. So yeah, they really helped me figure out what was up in my brain, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do you have any certain celebrity chefs that you really idolize?
Yes. The list could go on and on, but off of the top of my head, Christina Tozzi who is the founder of Milk Bar, mm-hmm. if you're familiar.
Yes, I've never been there, but I've always wanted to go.
I went to New York City over the summer, and I actually visited Milk Bar. It was very delicious. Grant Achatz, or Achatz, I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce mm-hmm. his last name. He actually went to the Culinary Institute of America, mm-hmm. and the way he cooks to me is just very interesting. Like he treats it more as an art form, which I think a lot more chefs are doing now. Mm-hmm. And he makes it interesting and different. And he currently has a restaurant and a couple restaurants, but the main one is Alinea in Chicago and three Michelin stars. So he's big time. So he's one that I look up to. But yeah, I'll like spend my free time watching documentaries on mm-hmm. chefs or documentaries about food. Like the Netflix catalog has
a lot of
food options that I can pick through and watch.
Yeah, I know. I love movies, anything about, you know, cooking. Now, what about, I have to say, I'm sure you've seen Julie and Julia.
Yes, I have.
Isn't that incredible?
I watched that over the summer, actually.
That is one of my favorite movies.
I
love it.
That was a good movie. Yeah,
it was
really
very inspiring
that.
To
it
me,
was.
Too.
Yeah, it was. It, like, put a little fuel in me. I was like, yeah. Oh, wow, that is a really cool idea to just do one of everything. And it's funny because there's this magazine, Bon Appetit magazine, mm-hmm. which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with it. That's, like, my dream job. And it would be cool to, like, do, like, Julia and Julia do the recipe thing right. and just, like, make one of everything that they've created.
To go through and do
yeah.
that. I would love to do that, but I know myself personally, my
time,
just,
yes,
it's
I know.
Hard. It's
time
hard.
Time is slipping.
Yeah, Instagram for me is such a full-time thing as well.
I really mean, social media nowadays is just like, that's it. Like, that's what you see. It's there all the time. It's just like, it's your own mm-hmm. portable newspaper.
And you've done a phenomenal job with Instagram here.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm very excited about it. So, you have no idea. This is been the highlight of my week.
Thank you.
I really want to thank you. Well, I thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have an incredible department. I can't wait to come back and visit. And
yeah, we would love to have
more.
You anytime. You can, because the menu does change every week. So
I've
it's always
that.
Like a
yeah.
surprise.
Which is even better. That's yeah. really cool. It's exciting for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have just any last tips for anyone who might be thinking about getting into culinary arts?
I say do it. Because for me, it's been like the best decision I've made. Mm-hmm. I've made a lot of good memories. And for me, I'm a person that gets bored with like a stagnant lifestyle mm-hmm. or something. And in the culinary world, there's always something happening. There's always something new. And I'm a very creative person. I like the arts and mm-hmm. the culinary arts. That is like my vessel that I can be creative with. Right. And I think it's really awesome. And it's definitely changed my life for the better, for sure.
I'm so proud of you, I have to say.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
And if you don't mind just sharing with everyone how they can find you guys on Instagram and any other information or events that you might want to share.
Yeah. So you can find us on at sickles.culinary. That's sickles.culinary. And you can follow us on there. We post weekly updates on our food, what we've made, and all of that stuff.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you again for taking the time out of your busy day. I appreciate it.
And thank you.
I'm excited to share these images that I am looking at all these delicious dishes right now.
I know my nose is being like blessed right now with all the good scents.
Absolutely. I have to say, these look like they came out of a professional kitchen. Well, you are a professional kitchen, but I feel like I'm in a 4-star restaurant right now. Seriously, I do. Well, you guys, thank you again for listening. Do not forget that a new episode comes out every week on radioinfluence.com, or you can also listen to this podcast and download it wherever you like to go to for your podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play. It's all there. Have a great week, everybody, and eat something delicious.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show is back. Hi, it's MJ. Join me along with Froggy and Fester. We're going to bring you up to speed on what's been happening since our last show. We'll even reveal never-before-heard stories from the past, including some infamous controversies. This is the great MJ Morning Show that you remember. With regular new episodes, we'll even have some of the crazy cast of characters on, like Dave the Dwarf and more. The all-new MJ Morning Show podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, on the iHeartRadio app, and RadioInfluence.com.